Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing really.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, Auntie Carrie.
Good evening.
You can go ahead and pick up with Judges 21 while we'll wait for others to join in.
All right.
Judges 21. Now the men of Israel had sworn in Mizpah, saying, "There shall not any of us give his daughter unto Benjamin to wife." And the people came to the house of God, and abode there, till even before God, and lifted up their voices, and wept sore, and said, "O Lord God of Israel, why is this come to pass in Israel, that there should be today one tribe lacking in Israel?" And it came to pass on the morrow, that the people rose early, and built there an altar, and offered burnt offerings, and peace offerings, and the children of Israel said, "Who is there among all the tribes of Israel that came not up with the congregation unto the Lord?" For they had made a great oath concerning him that came not up to the Lord to Mizpah, saying, "He shall surely be put to death." And the children of Israel repented them for Benjamin their brother, and said, "There is one tribe cut off from Israel this day. How shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing we have sworn by the Lord that we will not give them of our daughters to wives?" And they said, "What one is there of the tribes of Israel that came not up to Mizpah to the Lord?" And behold, there came none to the camp from Jabesh Gilead to the assembly. For the people were numbered, and behold, there were none of the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead there. And the congregation sent thither 12,000 men of the valiantest, and commanded them, saying, "Go and smite the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead with the edge of the sword, with the women and the children. And this is a thing that ye shall do: ye shall utterly destroy every male and every woman that hath lain by man." And they found among the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead 400 young virgins that had known no man by lying with any male. And they brought them unto the camp to Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. And the whole congregation sent some to speak to the children of Benjamin that were in the rock Rimmon, and to call peaceably unto them. And Benjamin came again at that time, and they gave them wives which they had saved alive of the women of Jabesh Gilead, and yet so they sufficed them not. And the people repented them for Benjamin, because that the Lord had made a breach in the tribes of Israel. Then the elders of the congregation said, "How shall we do for wives for them that remain, seeing the women are destroyed out of Benjamin?" And they said, "There must be an inheritance for them that be escaped of Benjamin, that a tribe be not destroyed out of Israel. Howbeit, we may not give them wives of our daughters, for the children of Israel have sworn, saying, 'Cursed be he that giveth a wife to Benjamin.'" Then they said, "Behold, there is a feast of the Lord in Shiloh yearly in a place which is on the north side of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goeth up from Bethel to Shechem, and on the south of Lebanah. Therefore they commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, 'Go, and lie in wait in the vineyards, and see, and behold, if the daughters of Shiloh come out to dance and dances, then come ye out of the vineyards, and catch you every man his wife of the daughters of Shiloh, and go to the land of Benjamin. And it shall be, when their fathers or their brethren come unto us to complain, that we will say unto them, be favorable unto them for our sakes, because we reserve not to each man his wife in the war. For ye did not give unto them at this time, that ye should be guilty. And the children of Benjamin did so, and took them wives, according to their number of them that danced, whom they caught. And they went and returned unto their inheritance, and repaired to the cities, and dwelt in them. And the children of Israel departed thence at that time, every man to his tribe and to his family. And they went out from thence, every man to his inheritance. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
Amen.
Amen.
The book of Ruth,
amen.
Chapter 1.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And that completes the book of Judges. The book of Judges.
Yeah.
Which is combined with Joshua, the story of the early years of the Israelite. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh.
Okay, we had a few callers to call in. I see Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. And I see Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll do a roll call, and if I miss anyone, please let me know. I have Brother Hubert, Brother Daniel. I have Sister Angela. I have Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley, Mother May, and Auntie Dot. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Well, this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's be glad and rejoice in it. And we thank you all for joining us tonight. And we pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line led by Sister Shirley.
Oh, God and faithful Father, we begin this evening by giving you thanks. Your love endures forever. It never fails. Though there are many ways in which we have failed, we have not exceeded the supply of your mercy and grace. We thank you for revealing yourself to us through your word. As we open the prayer conference this evening, we pray that we would hear your voice. We ask that your Holy Spirit would be at work, opening our ears to hear and our hearts to receive your word. May we be transformed into your likeness through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for the reading of Judges, Auntie Carrie, which completed Judges. And thank you, Sister Shirley, for that beautiful opening prayer. Allow God to hear our voices tonight. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
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 Okay. We have the song Victory Belongs to Jesus by Todd Delaney.
No one will.
Amen, amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen. Victory belongs to Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Okay, we did have a couple more callers to call in. Let's see, 0768, is that Auntie Marie?
On Sabbath. Oh, yes. Happy New Year.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And we also have Auntie Betty. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, all right. We'll go ahead and get started with the program tonight. Let's see. I'll start out with Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm reading Job chapter 33:1-12. Therefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speech and hear it to all my words. Behold, now I have opened my mouth. My tongue has spoken in my mouth. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall mutter knowledge clearly. The Spirit of God had made me, and the breath of all matter had given me life. If thou canst answer me, set thy word in order before me, and stand up. Behold, I am according to thy wish, and God said, behold, my terror shall not make thee afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon thee. Surely thou hast spoken in my hearing, and I have heard the voice of thy word saying, I am clean without transgression, I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. Behold, he filed occasion against me. He counted me for his enemy. He pushed my feet in the stocking. He marked all my paths. Behold, and if thou art not just, I will answer thee that God is greater than man. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Job, Auntie Dot. Next, I have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of Proverbs 29. And the serpent is a sign of hope. Proverbs 29 began by telling us that a man who remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will certainly be destroyed without remedy. Or, as the old folk used to say, a hard head make for a soft behind. Verse 25 reminds us that we must not put our trust in the ruler of this world, but in the Lord. What does this have to do with us as African Americans today? We see many young men and women committing violent crimes, dropping out of school and began involved with illegal drugs. They are disrespectful to parents, authority figures, and women. We also see those who are writing or waiting to destroy our children. We see our youth following the wrong kind of leader, including members of gangs. Yet, if we look around us, we'll see signs of hope. We see fathers taking back their home and community and disciplining their own children. We see a million of men marching for leadership, justice, and the opportunity to nurture and correct their own. We see local community with mentors, tutoring, and self-help programs. In large cities, we see fathers patrolling crack and heroin infested areas, climbing victory in the name of children who have been killed as a result of drug-related violence. We can save our children by providing godly leadership in our community, school, and church. As a community of faith, we have a responsibility to nurture, to train, to discipline, and to correct our children. Proverbs 29:15 say, the rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother. Verse 17 also tells us, discipline your son, and he will give you peace. He will bring delight to your soul. We must return to the foundation that have made us strong, our faith in God, and our quest for justice. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Proverbs. Next I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Psalm 119, verse 33 to 40. Hey, teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees. Then I will teach you to the evening. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me into the path of your command. There I find delight. Turn my heart towards your best and towards the gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be filled. Take away the disgrace, for your law is good. How I long for your person. Preserve my life in your righteousness.
Jesus'
name,
amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. Brother Hubert out of Psalms 119. Next I have Auntie Marie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, John, the 14th chapter. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, the truth and the light. No one comes into the Father except through by me. If you really know me, you would have known my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that read, and not to Marie out of John. Next I have Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to come out of my little Prayers and Promises book for wisdom. The title is, how can you pass wisdom along to others? And it's talking about teaching. I'm going to read a couple of verses. The first one is out of 2 Timothy 3:16-17. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. The next one is out of Psalms 145:4. Let each generation tell its children of your mighty acts. Let them proclaim your power. And the last one is out of Matthew 28:19-20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And in prayer, what a privilege it is to read your word, God. Thank you for giving me this book, your Holy Scripture, to equip me. Help me not to take for granted the assets I have to read, study, and share your life-giving words with those around me. Surrounded by thirsty people, I have living water, Father. Remind me to offer it. Hide your word in my heart that I have it readily available to share. Thank you for your spirit that guides me in truth, Father. I don't want to take this task lightly, and I don't want to be overcome by fear, Father. Your words are the words of life. Strengthen me to share them with all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Prayers and Promises, verses. The verses that we referenced with was 2 Timothy and Psalms and Matthew. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Philippians 4, starting at verse 9 through 14. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Now that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound, everywhere and in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Now therefore ye have well done. But ye did communicate with my afflictions. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley, out of Philippians 4. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Acts chapter 2. 1 through 8, then I go down to 12 through 21. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they was all sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they was all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there was dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under the heaven. Now when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and was confounded, because that every man heard them speak it in their own language. And they was all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these men speak Galilean? And how shall they hear? And how hear we every man in our own tongue within we were born? And they was all amazed and was in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? other markers saying, these men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up in the leaven, lift up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judah, and all ye dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my word. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken of by Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, says the Lord, I will pour my spirit out upon the flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and the old men shall dream dreams. And on my servant and on my handmaid, I will pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire, vapor and smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and noble day of the Lord Jesus come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Acts. Next, I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the 2 Peter, 1st chapter, 1 through 10. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have attained like precious faith with us through righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all that pertain unto life and goodness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Wherefore are given unto exceedingly great and precious promises, that by thee ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, given all diligence, adding to your faith virtues, and to virtues knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience goodness, and to goodness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For these things be in you and abound. That you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he has purged from his old sin. Wherefore, this rather, brethren, give diligence, and to make your calling and election sure. If you do these things, you shall never fail. Amen.
Thank you for that reading. I took care of 2 Peter. Next, I have Brother Daniel. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Amen.
I don't know what you said, Daniel. We can barely hear you.
Oh,
thought he said you were gonna read something. He was gonna read something.
I'm gonna let you. Y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
The book of Genesis. This book of beginning established God as creator of all things. The created work of God confirmed his omnipotence. Once our maker sends and delivers a message to his creation that he can do all things, nothing is impossible with God. From the very beginning to the very end of the Bible, the words speak for themselves. The Bible is a book of miracles. Genesis also unveiled to readers God's intervention in people's lives through the working of miracles. God's created works are recorded as revealed to Moses by the power of the Holy Spirit. The record of the flood follows the record of God's created act. The author then focuses on the historical account of the patriarchs. The stories of Adam, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph are filled with life-changing episodes that include their encounter with the supernatural, angelic intervention, miraculous birth, and divine revelation and direction are all included in this first great book of the Bible. The Maker also gives us a glimpse of his word of judgment and his power of provision. God chose to work in the lives of people whose stories are recorded in Genesis. Likewise, we desire to work in the lives of believers today. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of Genesis for Brother Daniel. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now if everyone would bow their heads for the sick and shut in.
Loretta.
Uh-huh.
We need to add Jackie Johnson on to that.
What's going on,
Kathy? Yeah. Okay. She's not feeling well, and she having tests done. She won't know anything until February.
Okay. Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please. Lord, we come before you tonight in need of your healing hand. In you, all things are possible. And this prayer goes out to all of the sick and shut-ins, especially for Brian, Willie Williams, Trey, Daniel, the Howard family, Jackie Johnson, Sister Shirley and family, Latoya, Joseph, Loretta. I don't know if I said Brother Daniel, but I'll say it again. Can't hurt. Amen. And anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you hold their heart within yours and renew their mind, body, and soul. We ask that you give them the strength to move forward on the path that you have laid out for her and guide them towards health and give them wisdom to know all things are possible. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, let's see here. Birthdays. We have the week of January 17th through the 23rd.
Everyone has their TV on in the background. Can you please mute it, please? Thank you. We have for January 18th, we have a Zoe and Edward Johnson. Makante birthday did it on the 18th, Hubert.
Mm-hmm.
When is it? I do this every year. Yeah.
I think it's the 20th.
Even if it is, it still might be this week. I'm trying to get the right date. I have January 20th. I have Marianne. I have Christopher Hamilton. And then on the 21st, I have Deborah Williams. Let me get Hubert to confirm Conte's. I have three dates on him.
Oh, yeah.
I had the 18th, I had the 28th, and I also had the 20th. So I need to know which one it is. We do this every year. Be there. It's not until the 28th, guys. Okay, so I'll get it right.
What day is
it? Okay. His birthday is on the 28th. Or was on a 28th. Okay, so we have Zoe Edward Johnson, Marianne on the 20th, Christopher Hamilton on the 20th, and Deborah Williams on the 21st. Are there any other birthdays that we need to close?
Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
Auntie Dot, would you do us the honor in singing the birthday song tonight, please?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Amen, and many more.
Amen.
Man, that was good.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Dot.
Okay.
We're at the part of our program where we have praise report, testimony, song, or poem, or even more Bible verses that you would like to share with the group tonight. And I will start out with Sister Shirley. Sister Shirley?
Okay.
Excuse me. Okay. Let's see here. I have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I have a praise report. Then I'm going to sing just a little verse of a song. Hazel stopped by today. She looks real good. And she talks real good. But I couldn't understand what she said because she had mouthpiece on and so did I. And you know I can't hear that well. But she's doing good. She had a dog with her. And I enjoyed her. Try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, oh, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. I tried him, he's all right. He will save you. Yes, he's all right. He will save you. Yes, he's all right. He will save you. Yes, he's all right. I done tried him, man. He's all right. try Jesus, he's alright. Try Jesus, yes, he's alright. And try Jesus, he's alright. I done tried him, and he's alright. Amen, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Try Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Dot. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem?
I pass.
Okay, let's see. I have Brother Hubert. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem?
Okay. I pass.
Okay, amen, amen. Auntie
Carrie? I pass.
Amen.
Okay, Brother Daniel, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share?
It's me, it's we, oh Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that snippet, Daniel, Brother Daniel. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Okay, next I have Auntie Marie. Any praise report, testimony, song you would like to share with the group tonight?
Well, I'm going to read a verse out of Mark. Some men came bringing a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. They could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd. He made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and then lowering the net to the man where we're laying on. When Jesus saw their face, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie, out of Mark. Okay, next I have Angela. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes. Just have an inspirational verse. Coming out of 1 Corinthians 15:53. When Christ comes is the title. This body that dies must clothe itself with something that can never die. Does Jesus care what clothes we wear? Apparently so. In fact, the Bible tells us exactly the wardrobe God devised. You were all baptized into Christ, and so you were all clothed with Christ. Galatians 3:26. This clothing has nothing to do with dresses and jeans and suits. God's concern is with our spiritual garment. He offers a heavenly robe that only heaven can see and only heaven can give. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that inspirational speech out of 1 Corinthians, Angela. Next I have Mother May. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read Psalm 134. It said, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Psalms 134.
Amen.
Amen. That takes us to assigning parts for next week. We will start out in the book of Ruth. So do we have any volunteers, or do Auntie Carrie want to do the audio?
I can do the audio.
Praise God. Okay, we have a volunteer for the opening prayer. Okay, do we have a volunteer? I'm sorry?
I'm scheduled to be out of town next week, but most likely I can do the opening prayer.
Sister Shirley?
Yes.
Okay, praise God, okay. All right, how about for the closing prayer? Do I have a volunteer to conduct the closing prayer next week? Okay, between Angela and myself, we will cover that closing prayer position. And if there's nothing anyone else would like to share, we can go ahead and bow our head for the closing prayer led by Auntie Carrie.
All right. I want to read these two verses first, then I go into my prayer. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep their hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Father, I pray for peace, which passes all understanding. I ask that you quieten our spirit and mind, touch our anxious heart, and calm the storm within us. I thank you for this wonderful gift of peace that you have given to us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Auntie Carrie.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. I want to thank our helpers for filling in for us last week, well, this week, which was Judges. Auntie Carrie covered the last chapter in Judges, and we had Sister Shirley to bless the prayer line about the Lord hearing our voice, or we can hear his voice. We have Auntie Carrie doing the closing prayer. So we thank you all for assisting in the weekly prayer service, and we thank you for the ones that will be assisting us next week. Auntie Carrie will cover Ruth, and Sister Shirley, if all possible, she will cover the opening prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, our song is by C.C. Wine, and it is the title is Never Lost.
Okay. Loretta, I'm going to have to get off the phone.
Okay. We'll see you next week, Auntie. Have a blessed week.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
miracles when you move. Such an easy thing for you to do. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my God, come through again. You can do all things. You can do all things. But there, 'cause you never lost the battle. No, you never lost the battle. Everything's possible by the power of the Holy Ghost. A new wind is blowing right now, breaking my heart of stone, taking over like it's Jericho. And my walls are all crashing down. But right now, I know you're able. And my
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Never lost a battle. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we want to thank Auntie Marie for joining us. We miss you, and we thank you for coming back and visiting and sharing with us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. And Father God, we ask that you bless America and all the capitals around the United States, dear Heavenly Father. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And remember to put God first in all that you do, and He will direct your path. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, victorious, healthy week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Love you all, and good night.
Love you all.
Love you too.